Very big announcement soon, which is happening on the Gold Coast, an event that you're going to get very excited about. But
yes,
we do have the longest list of comedians on
yes.
the Gold Coast, and we love this guy,
Akmal.
Yes,
whispers are that you got a haircut now. Well, I'm a bit confused.
What? Well, no, I do get haircuts because I do have hair. I mean, I'm bald, but there is hair in certain designated areas.
Right.
You know, it's that look, you know. I didn't choose that look. This is, that nature just imposed it on me, as well as small nipples, but you already know that.
You do ever hang up with your issues.
With
your nipples.
Yes. I'm a funny looking guy, but
yes.
you know, yes, I do have a haircut every now and then, and I don't need a fancy hairdresser. I usually go to a place where they have a sign outside saying barber and tobacconist. and when I go home, I look in the mirror, I think, I'm pretty sure I got the tobacconist today. but look, I'll tell you something else. On the weekend, I was at a function, and Bridge will relate to this. A lot of these corporate functions, they always, in this particular place anyway, it was a particular sort of club, and the manager of the club had to get up before the proceedings and say, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional owners of the land.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Now, how do you feel about that? What do you think about that?
It's their disclaimer, I think, a lot of them.
Yeah. I don't know, because they do it everywhere now, everywhere you go.
It's good to acknowledge.
Is it? I don't know. I think it's a bit patronizing. I think it, to me, it's like, you know, you steal a car and then every time you get in the car, just say, well, before we start the car, let's just acknowledge the previous owner of the car, Roger, who doesn't have the car anymore, but let's just acknowledge him. You know, that's ridiculous, right? I mean, it's just... anyway, one final thing I want to talk about. This was a big story in yesterday. I don't know if you saw this. This guy in Vermont in the United States had an issue with the council because they wouldn't. He kept wanting an extension to his balcony or something, and they refused to give him the extension. It took 10 years. Before he got a response, and then they said no. So what he did, this is fantastic. I love this. He built a gigantic 700-pound block of a sculpture. It was a sculpture, 16-foot high pole, and it was basically a sculpture of a finger, giving the bird to the entire town, right?
Yeah.
It's a gigantic flipping the bird to the town, right? And they couldn't move it. It was so heavy. And there are so many, I mean, because we got the big things, right? We got the big banana, big merino.
Yep.
The big prawn.
The big prawn. Have you been to the big merino?
In Goulburn.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You haven't been.
No.
You should go. You enter through the anus.
That sounds like your barber experience.
Very similar, yeah. In fact, his other job is he shears sheep. I think that's his main profession. But they're thinking of behind the big merino, they're building the big New Zealander.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey, you with me?
Yeah.
See what I did there? No, but if you were going to give the finger to a town, build a gigantic statue, what town would you choose? I know my answer very, very easily.
I'd build a big finger up at a place called Cooma. Now, that's not Coomera.
Cooma, near the Snowy Mountains.
Near the Snowy Mountains.
Oh,
I've driven through it three times, and I've broken down there three times.
Oh,
yes,
that's
weird.
What about you, Akmal?
I would give it to Rockhampton without any question. That's where I was punched in the face by a woman. But that's another story.
Thanks, Akmal.
Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Akmal Saleh with AJ Bridge and Spider at Gold 92.5.